Brett Ellen and Kurt Romberger here with you as we get set for the Ogama Heights Falcons and Alcona Tigers running through our starting lineups right now. For the Ogama Heights Falcons, it will be number one, Riley McDaniels, number two, Cooper Klan, number three, Oliver Gruber, number 10, Sawyer Dack, and number 23, Quinn Kudamash. That'll get us to our Alcona Tigers starters tonight. See if the lights go out here. Sometimes they do the lights going out.
Make some noise for your Tigers! Number four, DJ Howe.
We can't hear you.
As we go through the Alcona starters, it's like number five, Garrett Summers. Getting a starting lineups announced here. Sorry, we're trying to figure out some a number situation here.
And it will Ryan Wallemeyer, that's my guy. He's gritty. I love watching him play basketball.
So Ryan Wallemeyer. So it'll be Garrett Summers, Ryan Wallemeyer,
Logan Zukowski,
DJ Howe, and
Jacob Renchensky.
Jacob Renchensky. And it'll probably be DJ Howe and Sawyer Dack, I'm guessing, will be the ones who will be okay, we have a number. So 14 is Hayden Johnston, who is starting. So he listed as 13. He is 14. Zukowski is 15. Okay. Now we're ready to go.
All right, now we know who our starters are, and we're underway.
DJ Howe and Sawyer Dack. Sawyer Dack wins the tip. And right side, it's Oliver Gruber. 2-3 zone. Actually, looks like it's a little bit more of a 3-2 zone. We're going 3-2 zone here by the Alcona Tigers. Gruber, open right corner three, is short. Rebound comes down to number 50, Jacob Renchensky. Renchensky, open on the right wing for three, no good. Rebound tipped down to Oliver Gruber. And Gruber will try and get it up court. It's knocked out of bounds. And the officials did not see who knocked it out of bounds. This game brought to you in part by Coletta Air of Oscoda, Quality Ground Stores of West Branch, Morse Clark Furniture in West Branch, and Alpena Community College with campuses in Alpena and Oscoda. Stays with the Falcons. Quinn Kudamash has it right side. Goes up top, Cooper Klan. Swinging it around left side now to Gruber. Gruber looks for a screen from McDaniels, drives inside. Flip back to McDaniels. Up top, Cooper Klan. He now drives, kicks to the corner to Quinn Kudamash. Inside to Dak. Dak shot over the right shoulder, no good. Rebound, DJ Howe, who played good defense there on Sawyer Dak.
Nice to see Howe collect an early rebound, get himself involved in the game. DJ running a full beard for us tonight.
Summers has it picked off by Klan, who runs down, and he will miss the layup. A rebound to Quinn Kudamash goes up, and he'll be fouled and go to the line to shoot two.
Easy puppy there that he missed, kind of shocked, and then got fouled on the rebound, and Quinn Kudamash will go to the line for the first two. We're still scoreless here in Alcona.
Just a minute and 10 seconds into our contest. Quinn Kudamash at the line. Had 14 the other night against Taos. He makes the first.
Gets the attaboy from the whole team.
1-0, Ogama Heights. Couple of dribbles, sets the legs, fires the second, and that one is pure as well. And so a 2-0 start, 1-2-2 press here. We saw this against Taos for the Falcons, and ball goes all the way through. Johnston in the lane. And he misses the floater, rebounded, and saved to the Ogama Heights Falcons. Kudamash inside McDaniels, dribble up around Howe, but Howe affects the shot, forces a miss. Rebound comes down, and Summers goes to Zukowski in the lane, who scores.
Real good hustle there by Alcona to get one back on that rebound.
Renchensky gets the layup, and now a foul on the other end as Ogama Heights ran. Foul goes on Summers, his second, the sophomore with two fouls already. He has to check out of the game. Number 12 will check in for him. That's Nathan Nardi. McDaniels swings it to Gruber up top. Back to the corner, Quinn Kudamash. Good defense by DJ Howe. Did not allow a three. Cooper Klan from the corner. And we have Sawyer Dak in the lane for 3 seconds. And a rare call at any level of basketball, but especially high school basketball. We'll turn it over to the Tigers. Hayden Johnston and DJ Howe trying to bring it up in this 1-2-2 press. Swing to the middle to Nathan Nardi, right side. And drive inside Renchensky. He'll try and pass to Reichen Wallenmeyer, and Wallenmeyer will be tied up. We will have a jump ball that will stay with the Tigers.
Possession arrow in favor of them that time. They got the ball low, but then didn't do anything with it. Got to get it above your head.
Nathan Nardi will inbound. Left wing, DJ Howe. Pass inside Wallenmeyer. Left hand stuffed by the rim. Rebound comes down to Nardi, who has his shot blocked. So it'll stay down here with the Tigers. 2-2, 5:44 to play in our first quarter.
Thanks for joining us. We're just underway here in Alcona. Stop by and see us.
DJ Howe has it on the right wing. Pass inside to Johnston. Hayden Johnston to Renchensky. Back inside to DJ Howe. And a foul over the back on number 10, Sawyer Dak. So it'll stay down here with the Tigers. This game brought to you in part by Eden Fields Assisted Living and Memory Care of Standish, the Erickson Family Insurance Agency of West Branch, and Debbie's Tax Service of Rose City. Nardi inbounds to Howe, drives baseline, Euro step, and
travel.
Yeah, looked like one extra step on the Euro step.
It was a Euro North American step, and he went one too many.
And we're going to get a foul here on Nathan Nardi for undercutting Sawyer Dak on a deep pass.
Yeah, contact underneath there. Real lucky that Sawyer Dak didn't flip onto his back on that. That could have been a dangerous situation, but everything's good. Just another foul.
Third foul on Alcona already. You mentioned possible foul trouble, and Sawyer Dak threw it to nobody. Picked off by Alcona. Hayden Johnston brings it across. Just straight line drive to the rim. No one stops the ball, and it's 4-2 Alcona.
Nice look for Hayden Johnston. Went right to the hole. Nobody contested him, and 4-2 now.
And now Johnston rips the ball away from Cooper Klan. Up court to Wallenmeyer. Wallenmeyer, a layup, scores.
There's my guy. I talked about it earlier tonight, Reichen Wallenmeyer. I love watching him play, and we got a
good timeout for Ogama Heights. Back in 30 on WKJC, your power station for sports. The Ogama Heights Falcons dribble it across. Currently, Alcona 6-2, 3 minutes into our first quarter. Quinn Kudamash drives left side, goes to the corner. Gruber back outside to Quinn Kudamash. Now up top, Klan. Klan inside McDaniels behind the defense. Goes up right hand and scores. Good job by Randley McDaniels. Gets the first field goal of the day for the Falcons. Makes it 6-4. To the middle, Hayden Johnston. Bounce pass to Wallenmeyer, who just fumbled it. And heard the footsteps as he was about to go up for a layup. And that's a turnover back to the Falcons, which we had plenty of early on in this game.
Reichen would like to have that back again. It hit him right in the hands, and he knew it right after it went out of bounds that he wished he could have caught that one.
He's playing the top of that 1-2-2. Gruber open for three, right corner, no good. Rebound to Quinn Kudamash. Tip inside McDaniels. Great pass, right hand. Nice shot by McDaniels. Even better pass by Quinn Kudamash. We're tied at six. Nice little jump hook. DJ Howe throw down low to Wallenmeyer. Looking to keep his feet. I don't think he realized he had his dribble. Renchensky inside Johnston. He goes up right hand too strong. Rebound down to McDaniels. McDaniels dribbles off the foot of DJ Howe, and Kudamash has to go get it. And we have a foul on DJ Howe. Little too handsy on Quinn Kudamash away from the basket.
And that's not a foul that Coach Cole or DJ Howe are going to be happy with. That was a foul in an area where nobody's around, out in the middle of the, what I would call the diamond, but right in the middle of the court. And
so Cooper Klan and Oliver Gruber check out. Mason Dunn and Gabe Kudamash will check in. Cooper Klan will dribble it across. Again, tied at 6, 3:40 to play in our first quarter. McDaniels has it in the corner. Goes back to now Gabe Kudamash, who's open for three. No good. Rebound is pulled down by number 42, Cam Schott. Ricky Schott will bring it across for the Alcona Tigers. Nathan Nardi just dribbles it right to Cooper Klan. Cooper Klan into the lane, right hand through the contact, doesn't get the friendly roll. And rebound out to DJ Howe, and here comes the Tigers. It's 4-on-2. Hayden Johnston, an open layup, who scores.
And that's the transition we talked about, that Alcona can run on you.
And Quinton Kudamage is fouled as he tried to drive in. The fifth team foul already on the Alcona Tigers. They only have one to give and 11 more minutes to play in the half.
Yeah, I talked about it earlier that fouls on this transition are going to be important, and we've seen some silly ones already.
Kudamage will look to inbound, fires deep down the field to Cooper Klan. Right side, inside now to Mason Dunn. Dunn tried to fling it across the paint at about 100 miles an hour to Riley McDaniels, and it is thrown away. Renchensky checks back into the game for Wallenmeyer. Hayden Johnston checks out, checking into the game. Also number 32, that's Evan Borsvold. So we got a much deeper team than I've seen from a lot of teams this year. A lot more subs. Inside Borsvold, and he was wide open underneath the basket for an easy layup.
Yeah, beautiful look there. Nice bucket. Puts Alcona back up 4.
10-6. Right side, Cooper Klan. He'll drive, get to McDaniels. McDaniels up top. Quinn Kudamage, pump fake 3 in the lane, blocked. And it'll go out of bounds. Good defense, and no, they're going to say off in Ogama Heights Falcons. So that will send it back now to the Alcona Tigers. They'll set up the 1-2-2 press.
If you remember last year, this press frustrated Alcona tremendously here. Not so much tonight. They're throwing it over the top of it like you're supposed to.
And Renchensky will pick up a ticky-tack foul from Riley McDaniels, only the second on Ogama Heights. Dak and Gruber are going to check back into the game. Klan and McDaniels check out. Nardi will inbound from underneath into Borsvold. Swings outside to Schott. Almost hit him right in the forehead as he tries to pass. Nathan Nardi slips inside. Borsvold fumbles with the basketball, and then fumbles with it again. Renchensky has it left corner, and finally, Ogama Heights finds a way to steal it, and then they give it right back. DJ Howe now steals it into the lane. Right hand finger roll, no good. Rebound down to Gabe Kudamage. He'll throw it up to Quinn Kudamage. In the lane, Mason Dunn, right hand too strong. Rebound, Sawyer Dak has it blocked. Gabe Kudamage rebound, and he can't get it. Quinn Kudamage a rebound, and ball on the ground. It's a lot of fighting. Kudamage comes away with it, drives inside, and finally a blocking foul coming on Nathan Nardi. That's the sixth foul on Alcona, and that's his second, a second player now in foul trouble already for the Tigers. Hayden Johnston will check right back in.
Yeah, it's a football game on hardwood here right now we got going on, Bradley.
You're 100% correct. And that one picked off by Johnston. That was a great play, read the pass. And he throws it across. Ricky Schott, pump fake in the lane, goes up right hand and scores.
Loving the 1970s headband on Ricky Schott here tonight. That's a good bucket for him.
It's 12-6 Alcona. Quinn Kudamage has it right side. The defense here for Alcona has been tremendous. Packs inside, Dunn. Had the chance if he wanted to shoot, and his bench just yelled at him that he's got to go up. Left wing, Gabe Kudamage shoots the 3. They can't get one to go. Rebound tipped around. Think that'll stay with Ogama, and it will.
Yeah, DJ Howell went up high for that rebound. Couldn't control it. Went off his fingertips. Ball stay with the Falcons here underneath the glass.
Gabe Kudamage will inbound. Calling a play. No one's moving. There we go. Now right side to Oliver Gruber. Gruber will pass outside to Quinn Kudamage. Back to the wing. Inside to Dunn. Working on Howe. He'll fight right through and has it blocked. Rebound to Gabe Kudamage, though. Out to Quinn. And Quinn Kudamage will drive inside. Go up right hand. Floater no good. Rebound tipped around. One by Mason Dunn. That's Quinn Kudamage. And he is whacked down low, but no foul call. Now while he's dribbling, he gets a foul call. And that will send Quinn Kudamage to the line to shoot a 1-1 in the first quarter.
You know, Quinn's put on a little thickness between last season and this season. A little more gutsy, a little more working underneath the rim for him. And I tell you what, he's fearless.
No doubt about it. He's trying to kind of amp this team up a little bit, I think, as Cam Miller will check in for Mason Dunn. Kudamash, who's knocked down two free throws already in this game for two of the 6 points. Got to make the front end to get the second. That one doesn't even touch the rim. Easy bucket for Quinn Kudamash.
My guy Ryken Wallemeyer coming back in, and DJ Howe's going to sit down for a minute here. You don't see that a whole lot.
Probably 30 seconds left in the quarter. That might be as long as he sits. Just get him a nice extended break with the quarter. Second free throw, no good. Rebound comes down to Wallenmeyer. He'll go to Hayden Johnston. 30 seconds. Let's see if Alcona holds for one. Borsfold has it underneath and threw it into double coverage. Picked off by Sawyer Dak. Quinn Kudamash will dribble it up. 16 seconds remaining in the quarter.
Yeah, this is not the hands team that's in the game right now for the Tigers.
Miller to Dak in the corner. 7 seconds, 6 seconds. Quinn Kudamash takes a look at the time, realizing he's got to pull up for three. Knock it down. How about that to end the quarter? And it is Alcona 12, but Quinn Kudamash makes it 12-10 on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball, 104.7 WKJC, brought to you in part by Benjamin Realty of Rose City, D&M Supply of Homer, the Lunchbox of Curran, and Travis Sanitation of Oscoda.
Ogemaw take over possession to start the second quarter here. And they are down 12-10 with the ball. Little jumper from the top of the paint won't go. Rebound hauled down by Jacob Renchensky, but somebody was over his back from Ogemaw, and
be the second foul on Sawyer Dak, team's third.
A little bit of pressure, but not too much. They beat the press, get it up front. Renchensky under the glass, shoots, won't go. Hauled down by Ryland McDaniels, and back the other way for the Falcons. Down into the corner, Kudamash drives into the paint a little bit, pulls it back out, all the way cross court, down into the corner. Back to Kudamash, down in the corner, jumper from Sawyer Dak, and that'll count for three.
Good job, Sawyer.
As Dak knocks one down, his first three of the game. 13-12, giving Ogemaw their first lead of the day. Back the other way now. Alcona, DJ Howe, gets it down low, and another battle for the ball underneath. That time it was my guy, Ryken Wallemeyer, but you got to get your hands above yourself when you get a ball down in the paint. You can't have it low. Guys are going to grab it. It's going to get tied up.
And that's one of those passes. DJ Howe knew where it was going. Ryken Wallenmeyer didn't. DJ Howe had too much vision for his own teammates.
Summers throws it in all the way to the top. DJ Howe walks in from the triple line into the paint, hits a nice floater, and Howe puts Alcona back up top. 14-13 with 6:50 here till halftime.
First points of the game for big number four.
Ogemaw the other way in the paint. Little floater won't go. Gets his own rebound. That's McDaniels. Kudamash drives the lane off the paint too hard. Flicks it around. Comes back up top. Gets over in the corner to Klan. Drives the paint. He puts up a left-hander that won't go. And finally, the ball's howled down by Alcona, but there's a foul before that. And it's a push again on the Falcons.
I thought Cooper Klan had made it. I couldn't believe that that didn't go in. That's McDaniel's second foul. Mason Dunn checks in for him. I went down to write down a little 2 next to his name, but they'll have to set up that 1-2-2 press with still Alcona leading 14-13.
So Alcona will bring it down now. Summers, Johnson. Hayden Johnson turns it over to Kudamash. Scrambles back to get it. Ball on the floor. Scramble for it. And they're going to put that up in the air, and the possession arrow will transfer on that. And then the other officials are coming in now.
Coach Cole wants a timeout here also. But so one official had timeout, one official had jump ball. And jump ball wins.
Yep. So Kudamash inbounds as the possession arrows with Ogemaw. Klan gets it to Kudamash. Down low to Dunn. Inside the Kudamash. Kudamash will finger roll it and get the roll off the glass for a bucket.
8 points for Quinn Kudamash.
Back the other way now, Summers. Summers gets it down deep into the corner to Reshensky. Reshensky kicks it back out, turns it over, and Kudamash right back the other way now for Ogemaw. Tosses it out of bounds, saved, and Elcona will take over on the turnover. DJ Howe couldn't haul it down. More turnovers. As finally, Ogama will settle the ball down and bring it up.
Ugly basketball right now.
Gabe Kudamash with it. Kicks it over to Cooper Klan. Back to Gabe up top. Wraps it around to the corner to Quinn. Quinn gets it down low. And underneath the basket, shot goes up, and it'll go in as Mason Dunn picks up a bucket. The big guy gets one and puts Elcona up top. Ogama up top, 17-14. We got a ball right here up on, almost took one in the chops. DJ Howell fired it out of bounds, but it was deflected.
Oh.
Now we're going to get another substitution for Ogama as we get our first look at Mike Stahl coming in for number three, Oliver Gruber. It's going to be Elcona ball right in front of us. 17-14 to score. Ogama on top, 5:11 left in our second quarter.
Borsvold and Stahl check in for Wallenmeyer and Renchensky of Elcona.
Inbounds, gets down low. Ricky shot, kicks it back up. Top shot, Summers won't go off the rim. Hauled down by Kudamash. Kudamash right back the other way. Drives the lane, keeps it. Little Euro step and a spinner off the glass. And count that for Quinn Kudamash. And he picks up another bucket with 4:50 left, increasing Ogama's lead to 5 now. DJ High with the ball. Howe drives into the lane, one step, tries to kick it out. And DJ just looks off tonight. Kudamash the other way. Nice easy bucket at the other end for Cooper Klan as he waits for the defender to go by. And we're going to get a timeout from head coach Alex Cole. We'll take one with him on 104.7, your power station for sports. Top of the bracket with Brad Allen, 4:31 till halftime, 21-14. The Ogama Falcons are up top, and it's Elcona bringing the ball down. They kick it over to the side to Ricky Schott. Schott back up top to Garrett Summers. Summers to Schott. Back up top to Summers. To Ricky Schott. He gets it down low to Borsvold. Borsvold back to Summers. He gets a shot, and that goes off the rim and over the backboard. Possession to Ogama.
Ogama's doing a fantastic job. 11-2 in this quarter, Ogama Heights. But they're doing a really good job. Elcona likes to get shots from beyond the arc. Ogama not letting get, really anything going.
Cooper Klan works it down low underneath. Big rebound there by Mason Dunn to Kudamash. And that time, Gabe Kudamash will throw down a three from way up high. And it's a 10-point lead they got it spread out to now, 24-14. DJ Howe with the ball. High left side, outside the arc. Gets it across to Schott. Schott tries to get it inside. He does. Quick pop shot by Hayden Johnson. That won't go. Rebound. And back the other way, Ogama with a three. That's a counter. And just like that, Cooper Klan extends the lead to 13, and Coach Cole's got some subs ready to come in.
17-2 run in this quarter alone by Ogama Heights.
Schott with the ball now up top to Garrett Summers, and he turns it over again. Back the other way for Kudamash. Two steps off the glass, won't go. Rebound. Klan won't go. Rebound again. That time by Gruber, won't go. Four straight offensive rebounds, and at the end of it all, Mason Dunn pulls it down and puts it off the glass. Make it 29-14. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to 104.7, your power station for sports. Kurt Robert, Brad Allen back with you. 29-14 Ogama. Elcona will bring the ball up after their timeout. They get it down inside. Hayden Johnson walks it into the top of the paint, and he fires one in. And, boy, did they need that, Bradley.
Oh, you can't believe how badly they needed that one. Something along the lines of it was 19-2 run by Ogama Heights there.
Quinn Kudamash back the other way, dumps it down in the corner over to Oliver Gruber. Gruber with a little spin move, and they're going to say he pushed off. And
3 seconds on Stahl again.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Wow.
3 seconds on Stahl. It's the second one we've seen tonight and second one all year. Back the other way for Elcona. Schott plays with it up top with Summers to Schott. And Summers will take a three off the back iron, gets his own rebound, follows it up with a floater, won't go. Rebound yanked down by Oliver Gruber. Right back the other way, quick transition, and there's a foul there as Logan Zukowski in the game. He'll pick up that foul as he got on to the underneath of Mike Stahl, and Mike Stahl will go to the line to shoot free throws.
This game brought to you in part by McDonald's in Rose City, Mayo, Oscoda, Roscommon, and Dallas City, Dean Arbor Ford of West Branch, Wheelage Equipment of West Branch, and Four Star Wiring Cable Inc. of West Branch.
Mike Stahl knocks the first down. Good-looking 6'3 junior here. Gets his first bucket of the game. And converts the second one as well. Nice free throw shooting by the junior. Now back the other way for Alcona once again. Garrett Summers will bring it up, kicks it over to Johnson. Johnson goes inside the circle, pops it back out. Johnson loses his footing and the ball, scramble for it, loose, and Ogemaw comes away with it the other way. Cooper Klan, layup off the glass and count it. Cooper Klan, coast to coast, 33-16 now for Ogemaw. Alcona back the other way. Looked like travel on Johnson and Summers. No, Johnson rebound. Count that. As right now, Alcona's happy to trade off points here with the Falcons just to stay somewhat in touch here at 33-18. Cooper Klan, not in a hurry, gets it over to timeline. Over to Gruber. Gruber works it back to Klan in the corner. Up top to Gruber. To Kudamash. Quinn. Thinks about going inside, pops it back up top for Gruber. Kudamash again. 56 left. Open three in the corner. Shot. Air ball. Rebound by Johnson. Johnson comes back the other way. And did you have a travel on that?
He just stepped out of bounds. Okay. He thought he got pushed out of bounds. And he just stepped out. Thought he was going to get the call.
Okay, 48.1 left here till halftime. Ogemaw inbound, and they might go for one shot here. Gruber inbounds to Klan. Gets it over to Kudamash. Down low to number four, that's Cam Miller. Loses it, gets it back. Fires it into the paint off a shin, and that'll be a turnover. And Alcona will come right back the other way with it up top. Garrett Summers fakes the shot, gets it to Howe. Howe works it inside, pops it up top to Johnson. Johnson back in low to Howe in the paint. Makes a little move and off the glass in the window and count it. That's the DJ Howe that I know.
They're going to need a whole lot more of that. He's got to be more aggressive. He's an unselfish player. Trust his teammates involved. They're going to need him to score a whole lot more.
8 seconds, Kudamash with the ball. He'll shoot this final shot. Four. Drives into the paint, kicks it out. Three ball. Good. Count it from the corner for Cooper Klan. And we'll go to halftime with our score. Ogemaw 36 and Alcona 20. You're listening to 104.7, your power station for sports.
Brad Allen and Kurt Romberger here with you as we get set for the second half of tonight's game. Tale of two quarters. I mean, a low-scoring first quarter, 12-10 Alcona after the first, but a barrage by the Falcons in the second quarter. 26 points scored, 10 of which by Cooper Klan alone in that quarter. And I mean, they got 6 different contributors in the second quarter. I mean, a terrific job. I don't know what changed for them in that quarter, but what they decided they were doing differently. But the Ogemaw Heights Falcons turned it on and have a 36-20 lead.
Well, I can tell you one thing. Alcona's coming out of the locker room right now, and they're walking by. And they've got pop in their step. They look like they got a good talking to in the locker room. And my guy, Raken Wallenmeyer, right there is the last one out. And tell you what, I expect them to grind their way back into this somehow. They're only down 16, and you know how quick things can go if DJ Howe catches fire. But I really think, and you mentioned it in the first half, DJ Howe's got to get to that rim.
Yeah, I mean, he distributes. It's what he does. He likes to get the ball in that mid post. He takes a look. He fires it, you know, to one of his teammates. And then we saw it right at the end there, him, yeah, actually turn, make a nice up and under move and get a bucket. He really likes that kind of turn over his shoulder fadeaway jumper from above 5 feet. That's a shot that he hits a lot, too. I expect him to go to that, but he's got to be more aggressive. He's got to find some offense. And Alcona, if your style is to take some outside shots, they flat out got to take some more outside shots. They got to play Alcona basketball if they want to get back in this.
Absolutely. I agree with you that completely. And we're about a minute away from the second half here. And Coach Cole goes by. I think he gave us the stink eye when he went by. seems like every time we're up here in Alcona and he's coaching,
it does not go well.
It doesn't go well, yeah. So
that's for sure. A 16-point lead that he, or 16-point deficit he's got to overcome. He's already got his starters of the second half with him, and he's drawing up a play. So he's looking for instant offense, and that's what they need. I mean, 20 points and a half flat out isn't going to get it done anyway.
And fouls didn't become too critical in the first half, but some of the big names from the Alcona team have two fouls, maybe one even with three. So we'll have to watch that as we move here into the second half. Rebounds weren't all that off. Ogemaw had 15, as you'd expect. That four of them were on one drive, and Alcona with 10. So, you know, rebounds weren't the factor in that period. However, most of Ogemaw's rebounds were on the offensive end, which was big.
Yeah. Can you call them second chance points when they come after the fourth offensive rebound?
I guess you could, yeah. But it definitely pads your rebound stats. I like betting that prop bet in an NBA game once in a while, and you see that happen. You know, four or five, and the same guy gets the same rebound over and over. Good for your rebound points.
It makes work easier for you. So the Alcona Tigers will start with the basketball, trailing by 16. Johnston will inbound to Garrett Summers. They had very little time with this group of five out on the court in that first quarter. Their group of starters, Garrett Summers, had two fouls in the first 2 minutes of the game. So he had to check out. So now they have that group out that they like to have out there, as Summers will bring it across. And he immediately turns it over to Sawyer Dak. Cooper Klan runs down the court, stops in the lane, goes straight up, can't get it. Rebound is won by Summers as the ball poked away by Quinn Kudamash. This game is brought to you in part by Ace Electric Plumbing and Heating of West Branch, the Fall Inn of Rose City, Lincoln Hardware, West Branch Pharmacy, and Miller Feed of Prescott. Hayden Johnston dribbles it across. Goes left side to Renchensky. Now right side Summers. He'll take a right wing three. Too long. He's been too long in all of his shots. DJ Howe tried to rip down that rebound and yet punches the padding on the wall, knowing he had that and had an easy layup if he's able to retain that ball.
Here's something I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I don't know the inner workings of the team, but we see Renchensky getting the start again, and we still haven't seen David Charbonneau.
We have not. A guy who played a lot of minutes last year, who has not stepped onto the floor, might be an injury. Who knows? Klan up top three. He had a hot second quarter. No good. But Gruber, an offensive rebound, but no good. And it'll be Summers who pulls down the rebound. He's had a quiet night as well. Summers trapped up top, picked up his dribble. Now goes to Johnson into the free throw line. DJ Howe drives inside, right hand scores.
That's what we want to see right there. That's the DJ Howe move and the DJ Howe finish. They cut it to 14.
36-22. Gruber goes right side to Klan. Gets a screen by Dak, who works against it. Goes back into that corner. Up top, McDaniels. Left side, Gruber wanted the three. Decides against it. Between his leg, dribbles inside, slips, just goes up at the right end to avoid the travel, and rebound will be grabbed by Gruber. Kick out Klan. Klan pump fake and drive, right hand, and that goes in.
Nice, nice finger roll in the paint for Klan.
38-22, Ogemaw Heights. Summers to Renchensky. Bend side to Howe, it's knocked away. And Rick McDaniels comes away with it for Ogemaw Heights into the lane, straight up, right hand too short. Rebound comes down to Johnston, and Hayden Johnston run the other way for the Tigers. Bounce pass to Wallenmeyer, too far out in front of Wallenmeyer, and another Alcona turnover. Not something we're keeping track of, turnovers, but, I mean, it's easily in double digits.
Yeah, that's the difference of the game right now, to be honest. All the stuff we said at halftime about we need to do this, the turnovers are killing them. Absolutely.
Extra possessions. Between the offensive rebounds and turnovers, Ogemaw Heights has twice as many possessions right now as Alcona does. And count that one and a foul. Clan to Quinn Kudamas. Quinn Kudamas drives, got a defender on his back, goes up and scores, and he'll go to the line for one more.
Beautiful basket by Quinn. Got hit on the back of the hand as he was shooting. Definitely a foul. Good call by the officials. And he'll try to convert this old-fashioned three here.
Couple of dribbles, sets the legs, and fires, and that one is good. And Quinn Kudamas is 4-for-5 from the free throw line today and makes it 41-22, Ogama Heights. Been a really, the second quarter, dominant performance. Alcona had the lead after one. Left side, Johnson. Alcona looking to find some sort of offense. Johnston goes left side. Summers open three. Need that. No good. Rebound, DJ Howe. DJ Howe straight up good.
That's another thing we need to see more of. That's his third rebound, and that was good. He converted points off it.
Klan cross-court Gruber for three. No good. Short rebound to Borsvold, and Gruber will pick up a foul with it.
Evan Borsvold picked up his first rebound and drew a foul on it, so how can you not like that?
5:14 to play in our third quarter, 41-24. Ogama Heights over Alcona. Summers, right side, Wallenmeyer. Really, Ogama's forcing this. I mean, they are 3-4 steps behind the three-point line right now. Ogama's defense is forcing them out. Now they get a step in. Out to Summers for three. No good. Rebound gets knocked by McDaniels to Quinn Kudamas, and he dribbles it off the foot of Garrett Summers. Borsvold into the lane on Gruber, right hand and good.
Smooth, cool, and collected. Borsvold picks up the easy layup.
Pass inside Sawyer Deck. Sawyer Deck goes over the left hand, no good. Rebound to Riley McDaniels. Power dribble, right hand, good. And another second chance bucket makes it 43-26. 4 minutes to go in the third. Ogama Heights with the lead. Aiden Johnson gets a screen from DJ Howe. They go right into him. He goes up, blocked by Gruber, and then taken by Wallenmeyer, who makes an easy layup.
There you go, Riken Wallenmeyer. A strip and go. Count it. We'll call it a pick six. 43-28.
Cooper Klan right side. He'll drive into Johnston, and we've got a foul on the floor. And that'll be on 14 Johnston. That is his second. Team second.
Good intensity both ways here, starting the second half. 3:57 left in the third.
Late sub, Ricky Schott checks back in. Reckon Wallenmeyer out.
Gotta like the Ricky Schott look, man.
Shaggy hair.
Love it.
Headband.
Yeah, love it.
And kickball on the inbound.
Yeah. So we'll do it all over again underneath the glass. Falcons will inbound.
15-point lead for the Ogama Heights Falcons, 43-28. Gabe Kudamas into McDaniels, straight up, and he is fouled and go to the line to shoot two.
He was hammered, not just fouled, hammered, putting that ball up. That looked like a football collision right there, and he deserves those two.
Foul on Borsvold. Got his money's worth out of that block attempt.
Absolutely, he did. And he's a big kid, I tell you what. You know when you've been hit by Evan Borsvold. This is the first one, so it worked out for Evan on that. Good play on his part.
This game brought to you in part by Sullivan Exteriors of West Branch, Charles Wengler Sales of West Branch, and Northern Power Sports of Mayo. Yeah!
McDaniels cans the second one, 44-28. Alcona brings it up top with the ball. Hayden Johnson kicks it around to Howe. Howe gets it underneath to Borsvold, misses a hook. And the ball goes off of Gabe Kudamash's fingertips, and Alcona will retain possession underneath. Garrett Summers looking to inbound, tosses it up top to DJ Howe. Right back to Summers, who will fire a three, and that was an air ball. Hauled down nicely by Ryan McDaniels, right back the other way to Kudamash. Drives the lane off the front glass, won't go. Scramble for the rebound, and out of the pile with it comes Summers. Summers headmans it all the way up, saved from going out of bounds. Howe gets it, takes it to the hole, and count it. Beautiful recovery that time by the Tigers. Ball right along the edge on a pass to McDaniels, and a little too close for comfort was Garrett Summers. He'll pick up a foul.
Well, DJ Howe has come to play in this second half. You can see the energy in DJ Howe has picked up. Coach Cole said he leads by example. Right now he is, with the energy that he's playing with, cutting this lead to 14, 44-30.
McDaniels gets it up top to Klan, over to Kudamash, back up to Klan, to McDaniels outside the three area, drives the lane, kicks it off to the side, nice pass to Mason Dunn, and he gets hammered. He'll go to the line to shoot two as well.
It's a lot of poundage in that one-on-one matchup with Borsvold and Mason Dunn.
Yeah, that's Borsvold's third. 2:57 left here in the third as Coach Cole will make a change for him. First free throw on the way. Count that for Mason Dunn.
5 points on the night for Mason Dunn now.
You know, there's guys you just cheer for. Mason Dunn's one of them guys. You know, you want him to have a good game. You know what I'm saying?
100% I know what you're saying.
Second one won't go off the back rim. Had a little lane violation there. So they're going to get one more shot out of it since Alcona jumped in early. And maybe he can get the second one. Nope, Dunn off the front of the rim. Easy rebound pulled down by Summers. And we're right back the other way. Summers drives right into the paint, tosses it away, tipped outside. Three ball that's wild, and an air ball from Hayden Johnson. And that'll go out of bounds, and it'll be Falcons ball. 15-point lead, 2:46. Glad you're listening in. Kurt Romberger and Brad Allen with you here tonight up in Alcona. Cooper Klan works it to Gruber. Gruber gets it down low. Dunn with a hook shot. Won't go.
Nice move, though, by Mason Dunn, getting the defense off of him.
Summers with the rebound. Gets it down to Johnson. Johnson through the paint. Tipped out of bounds nicely with some quick hands by Gabe Kudamash. As we'll get a substitution here now.
This is
Nathan,
credit.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. This is credit to Ogama Heights, I think. But have we seen one pass today from Alcona that hasn't been contested?
No. Nardi will inbound for Alcona underneath, gets it into shot. Back to Nardi, thinks about the three, steps into the lane, and then turns it over. Kudamash headmans it up to Cooper Klan. Little stop and go move up top, back to Kudamash. Tries to get it down low. He turns it over. DJ Howe on the steal. Howe back the other way through the paint. Big collision. No call either way. And the rebound comes down to Ricky Schott. He misses it. Second rebound. Wallenmeyer. And finally finished up by number 15, Logan Zukowski. After a couple more rebounds for Alcona. Three ball. Won't go for Ogama. Right back the other way again. Gruber down to Howe. Count it. And this is the run we were looking for. 45-34. They pull within 11. Kudamash the other way to Cooper Klan, to Gruber. Back up top to Klan. Some subs getting ready to come in for Ogama. Gruber works it inside the circle and then drives the lane around Howe. Kicks it out. Kudamash with a three ball. Won't go. And off DJ Howe. Looked like it went the other way, but it went off DJ Howe. Couple subs coming in now. A couple guys will take a seat, including Gabe Kudamash. Quinn back in the ballgame. Little inbound pass right into the paint. Shot won't go. Offensive rebound, and he gets fouled on the way up. As a good rebound from Gruber after the inbound pass from Rylan McDaniels, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. As this is kind of Alcona's little run we got going here, and they need to keep it going. They got it down to 11 with a minute 12 left. Miss on the first end of the free throw from Oliver Gruber.
And yet the only two things stopping them from really getting going this quarter, turnovers and offensive rebounds.
Yep.
But still getting them as Gruber knocks home the second free throw. Believe it or not, his first points of the night.
So they'll get another crack at it here as we come up on the one-minute mark. Wallenmeyer with the ball. Reichen makes a little head snap fakes. Gets it over to Schott. Ricky Schott pops it back out up top for Summers. Summers drives all the way through the lane, through the paint, and he gets fouled in the process. Missed the shot, but he'll go to the line to shoot two. And this is another part of the game that's going to make a difference as we get. You can see the fouls are already six, and we got a whole quarter left.
Yeah, Alcona has no more to give.
But they need to make free throws when they have the chance, and they do as Garrett Summers knocks the first one down. He can make this and pull it to within 10 for the first time in a long while. And he does.
Summers' first points of the night. That cuts it to 10, 46-36.
Roshensky comes back in the game, gives DJ Howe a little rest with a minute left in the third. And Ogema brings it up, gets it down around the side. Gruber gets it inside. Nice move in the paint. Up and down, Sawyer Dak, and count that as Dak. And then on the inbound, not happy Garrett Summers traveled, and he's laughing about it a little bit, but I think the official had that one right.
Sawyer Dak showing that strength down low, going through some contact.
So Ogema pop it into the paint again. Red ball, quick foul on the inbounds pass on Jacob Roshensky.
And Sam McDaniels to the line for 1-1 already.
Yeah.
Not even through the third.
That's Roshensky's first foul. McDaniels will shoot the 1-1. Misses the front end. Ball hauled down by Oliver Gruber on another offensive rebound for the Falcons. Cooper Klan up top. 32 seconds left. They're going to play for one, I think, here. Klan works it around. Fires it back up top to Dak for a three. Count it! Sawyer Dak coming alive now, making some points on a big three ball. 19 seconds left. Back the other way. Wallenmeyer gets it up top to Summers. Drives the lane. Kicks it out to the side. Zukowski with a shot. Won't go. Back the other way. 6 seconds. Little up and down, and count that. And a foul and one on a nice drive by number 23, Quinn Kudamash, and he'll go to the line to convert the three-point play with 3.6 seconds left.
What an amazing run in the last about 25 seconds by Ogema Heights. Sawyer Dak, a huge three. Quinn Kudamash off what should have been an offensive rebound, gets the and one. That's the third foul on Zukowski. And you got it. Yeah, DJ Howie did the game for these final 4 seconds. They're trying to get a bucket.
Alex Cole brings back in DJ Howe and Johnson. Kudamash fills it up. 54-36, so easy come, easy go. Long bomber that doesn't even hit the rim from half court. So we're through three here in Alcona. 54 for the visiting Falcons, 36 for the Tigers. We'll be back after this on 104.7, your power station for sports.
The Falcons will start with the basketball, leading 54-36. So we start our fourth quarter of play here live in Alcona. Oliver Gruber, left wing. And cross court, how about that? A little alley-oop to Riley McDaniels. A beautiful pass by Gruber. Makes it 56-36, the largest lead of the game now for Ogema Heights of 20. And
that last one was just like on TV, Bradley, at alley-oop. That was a beauty.
Turnover by Alcona, number 5. Hebert checks in, and he just has one slip out of bounds. Full court man-to-man here by the Tigers. It felt like Alcona was making a run, and yet still Ogema Heights with that late push won the quarter 18-16, and we've got a carry on Quinn Kudamash, and Hebert checks out.
Well, we've had 2 3-point or 3-second violations and a carry in this game. Keep that in mind.
Yeah, this is a whole new brand of basketball. All of a sudden, we're not allowing carries in 3 seconds.
Next Summers, thing you know, they'll call it travel.
As DJ Howe up and under, and a foul is going to be called, and no shot. They're going to say he just jumped but was being held. Ogema Heights was ready for the up and under move. And that is the fourth on Sawyer Dak, who says, how is that on me? But said that was on Gruber, but that's okay. Either way, it is going to stay with him. Up top, Reichen Wallenmeyer for the Tigers. They need a lot of instant offense here. They're going to need every three-pointer to go down. Garrett Summers, who's shot a few threes, hasn't gotten one to go yet. Dribbles to the corner. Cross court. Johnston had the three. Instead, he'll drive inside. Right-hand floater, no good. Tipped up by Howe, but it's grabbed by Oliver Gruber. across, and that ball almost picked off by Summers, and that's the way this game's gone. Inside to Sawyer Dak, who scores.
Sawyer Dak having himself a fourth quarter here, Bradley.
Makes it 58-36, and Falcons by 22. Left side, Ricky Schott. Up top, Wallenmeier. Right side, Summers. He dribbles into a two. No good, but gets his own rebound. And he'll go over the top of McDaniels, who'll pick up a foul. So he'll go to the line to shoot two. This game brought to you in part by the DeBull Agency and West Branch Mercantile Bank of West Branch. Backwoods Home Maintenance by Joe in Harrisville. West Branch and Rose City Automotive and Alcona Motors. Chevrolet Buick in Lincoln. Summers just unable to take the lid off the basket today. Misses the free throw.
Yeah, nothing going the Tigers' way right now. Still turning the ball over, still giving up offensive rebounds, and now missing a free throw, makes the back end of it.
And no one covered McDaniels down the court, but he went up too slow and is blocked by Wallenmeier. Wallenmeier down the court and just kind of fumbled that all the way down, and it was knocked out of bounds by Quinn Kudamash.
I'm going to say this is a lucky possession they got here on that one.
I think so. Summers will inbound up top to Wallenmeier. Guy get the ball into the hands of number four. Right side, Ricky Schott. He'll drive inside, pass to one, picked off by Sawyer Dak, and he's able to get it to Gruber. Gruber up court. He'll stop, no numbers. Then his defense went away, three. Gruber, knock it down. And it's 61-37. Ogemaw Heights running away with this one.
And here comes some subs from Ogemaw as Cam Miller gets to the table.
Drive inside Johnson. He'll stop. Inside Wallenmeier. Poked away. Back to Johnston. Drive baseline into the lane. And he is fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two.
Well, they're not quitting, but I can tell you there's some frustration going on as Coach Cole's going to send a couple in, too. We're going to see Caden Hebert re-enter the game along with Evan Borsvald. And
Sawyer Dak is just fouled out, so Mason Dunn is able to check in for him.
Yeah, and then we're going to also get a look at Cam Miller again, and then we're going to get Gabe Kudamash back in the game. Good game, though. Real nice game for number 10, Sawyer Dak. Big fourth quarter.
And free throw good by Johnson. Sawyer Dak didn't know he had five. He thought he only had four. He's laughing over on the bench. You can laugh when you're up by 23 points. You foul out. All those subs that Kurt just mentioned come in. This game brought to you in part by Chris Martin of Lincoln, Northeastern Window and Door, and Harrisville and Alpena. Rose City RV and Alpena Alcona Area Credit Union with 10 convenient locations. Johnston knocks home the second free throw as well. And so that makes it 61-39, a 22-point lead. Gruber into the lane. Hop step on House, sends it out of bounds.
Yeah, DJ House said, no way, I'm not going to make it easy for you. Nice Euro step, and then DJ swatted it into the third row.
And inside off the inbound, and the Falcons swing it right back out. They try to get it to Gruber for a three. Now inside, Dunn. Dunn, left-hand hook, can't get it to go, but offensive rebound out to Gruber. Gruber inside to Dunn. Borsvold and Dunn fighting, and Borsvold knocks it out of bounds.
That's a good battle right there we've seen all night. Borsvold and Mason Dunn.
Inside, Gabe Kudamash, and he will get fouled as the defense late to react. And Garrett Summers just not paying attention. I mean, that's just the way it goes. His fourth, and has this guy wide open underneath the basket, has to undercut him in order for him not to make the an easy bucket.
Well, we thought there might be a lot of fouls tonight, and there certainly has been. Kudamash misses the front end. As Gabe will get one more there in the, that was a shooting foul.
Couple of dribbles, the spin. Second free throw is good for Gabe Kudamash. He's got four on the night now. Garrett Summers walking across, 62-39. Since the second quarter, it's been all Ogemaw Heights. Inside, Borsville too high on the pass from Johnston. And so now Stahl will check in. He'll go get Gruber. This game brought to you in part by the Lincoln Outdoor Center, Dean Arbor Chevrolet in East Dallas, and Dean Arbor Ford of Tawa City, and Woodhaven Log and Lumber. Mile. Inside the Dunn. Back out to Gabe Kudamash. Miller has it down left corner. Back to Gabe Kudamash. Pump fake a three. Miller in the corner. He'll drive inside and kick it back out. 4:30 to play. Miller gets a screen. Little mid-range jumper blocked from Borsvold, but Miller gets the rebound, but he traveled when he got it.
Well, there you go. And, you know, just what we were talking about before the game, the no shot clock thing. I mean, why would you be in any hurry whatsoever if you're Ogama to take a shot right now?
23-point advantage. Hebert to DJ Howe. Drives inside and can't finish. Rebound by Stahl. Left side, Gabe Kudamash, open three, air ball, rebound, Stahl, easy bucket. Offensive rebounds tonight are about 50-2. Ogama Heights, I mean, they are getting every miss right now.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Summers into the lane, he's fouled, he'll go to the line to shoot two.
You are not wrong. The good teams around the state, you'll notice that if they get a 15-point lead, and I watch this all the time down on the Class A schools, they get a 15-point lead, I'm telling you what, they sit on the ball. And some of the teams are really good at sitting on the ball for minutes at a time.
Summers knocks home the first free throw. Summers has not made a field goal tonight. Four for something from the 4 for 6 or so, 4 for 7 or so from the free throw stripes.
I'm a little older than you, but... You looked up UCLA, second. John Wood, and the box and one when they wanted to stall time back in the 70s. They were the best at it.
Makes it 64-41. Inside Stahl, power dribble, waits for the defense and scores.
Stahl.
Timeout. Alcona will take one with him on WKJC, your power station for sports. .335 to play in our fourth quarter. It's Ogama Heights 66, Alcona 41. Alcona with the basketball and had one little run there in the third quarter. Then in the final about minute or two, Ogama Heights just cinched the game down of the third quarter and went on an own little 8-0 run themselves and find themselves now in complete control. Hebert to Borsvold up top. Back to Hebert. He will take a little mid-range jumper and score.
We got Evan Anno and Borsvold both in the game now for the Tigers. Good to see them both in playing together for a minute.
Miller gets a screen on the left side from Smith, and Borsvold will pick it off up top. Evan Borsvold, and he's being held by Stahl the whole time he's running down the court, so eventually they're going to give him that call. That's going to send him to the line to shoot a 1-1. And again, they continue to empty the bench as Angel Potter checks in. We mentioned Dominic Smith is in the game. And now we have Nick Borsvold at the line.
Yeah, Nick Klein also in the game for Ogama.
Borsvold knocks home the first free throw. Lefty misses the second. Rebound pulled down by Stahl, 66-44. Smith, right side to Angel Potter. A little fancy layup and scores.
Little show and go layup there. That was beautiful. Nice to see Angel Potter in the game.
Hebert a three, no one guarding him. No good. Rebound comes down and knocked out of bounds by Owen Borsvold.
Can tell you what, there's probably not a lot of room at the top of the lineup because of seniors and juniors, but this Angel Potter looks like something special that we'll see next year. 10th grader, sophomore playing for Ogama, bringing the ball up court.
Sam Johnston checks in for Alcone, checks in for Evan Borsvold. And a little mid-range, no good. Pulled down by Sam Johnston. Nathan Nardi will dribble it up. Drive right inside, pass. And a missed bunny there, and rebound comes down to Potter. Potter dribbles it up. Little Euro right hand, no good. Rebound to Stahl, no good. Rebound and a score by number 15, Nick Klein.
So Nick Klein gets on the score sheet with a rebound and a bucket.
Ogama Heights has 70. Inside, Evan Borsvold knocked away. Ball on the ground. Taken by Hebert. And then it's thrown away. Klein down lane. Right hand layup is good.
Good look there. Nick Klein picks up another bucket.
You love it when the bench players get buckets like this.
Absolutely.
72 to 44. Come in with so much energy. Ricky's shot in the lane, blocked. Hebert up top to Nathan Nardi. And Nardi will stop. Go inside to Sam Johnston. That's blocked. Rebound Potter up to Cam Miller. Miller in the lane and scores.
And the bench just running and gunning right now for Ogama. Look out.
74-44, a 30-point lead for the Falcons. 1 minute to play. Hebert, floater in the lane, no good. Rebound Potter. He's around the ball constantly. Potter to Miller, too strong. Rebound stall, back out Miller for three, no good. Rebound stall, back in and scores.
Stall with two more rebounds and a bucket at the end. And one final timeout for Coach Cole. He'll bring him over.
We'll take one with him on WKJC, your power station.
No,
for sports. Oh, he didn't actually take the timeout.
He
just an injury.
Yep,
just an injury sub.
It was an injury sub.
Yep, I
My
saw
bad.
Hebert was hurt. So
My
just
bad.
An injury sub.
Sorry
to Chad back
yeah,
at the station.
Yeah, sorry to tease you, Chad.
Nathan Nardi has it trailing by 32. Inside, Borsvold lost it. And it is grabbed by 22, Dominic Smith. Right side, Angel Potter. Back up top, Miller. To Smith. Smith to Klein. Back up top, Angel Potter. 13 seconds. We'll see if Ogama even shoots the basketball here. With the bench in, you may as well.
Yeah, when you get the bench guys in, they want to fire it up. You know what I mean?
Don't blame them. Shot by Potter, no good. Ball on the ground. We're going to have a jump ball with 2.5 seconds left.
And I'm not giving a rebound on that. That's just the way it is.
That's fine. That's all right. No one in possession. Can't give a rebound when no
right.
one has it.
It was a scramble.
And so it'll be Ogama. There's Alconu who brings it in. And our final score tonight. The Ogama Heights Falcons, 76, Alconu 44. On WKJC, your power station for sports.